Alhamdulillah wahda, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da, amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna kafina kal mustahzi'in alladhina yaj'aluna ma'allahi ilahan akhar, fasawfa ya'lamun. Sadaqallahul azim. Wa qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and elders, we find ourselves in that month of the year which naturally our love, our fervor and zeal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam increases. This Islamic month, whilst the exact date may be debatable, but generally this month is synonymous to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And naturally, when we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love, that attachment that we ought to have for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam generally increases. Love, scholars explain, is something which takes place for one or more of three reasons. Either you love someone because of a personal relation with that person. Either you love a person because of a deed that that person did for you. Or the third reason, because of some quality which is found in that person. Either the quality of a good appearance, either the quality of kindness, or because of some special quality within that person, automatically you are drawn to that person. So generally amongst human beings, amongst one another, one or two of these reasons are found. That we have a relation with the person, either the person is our parent, our son, our wife, our spouse, our brother, we have some blood relation with that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that love between spouses and between blood relatives. But when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every one of these points of love are found. The first one, when it comes to relation, how are we related to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Firstly, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as an-nabiyyu ula bil mu'minin min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. So the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is considered our mothers. Thereafter, we are following under the deen of Islam, millata abikum Ibrahim, that us and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have the same forefather, which is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And one very important relation with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my dear brothers, for us to understand the love that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for us as well. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and tells him that I desire that I meet my brothers. Waddu anni laqitu ikhwani, aw kama qala alaihi salatu wasallam, that I desire that I meet my brothers. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, alasna ikhwani ikhwanuka ya Rasulullah? That are we not your brothers, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahu Akbar. Give, what a beautiful reply Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives. Something for us to, if it doesn't make our hearts tremble, my dear brothers, then we have to do some soul searching. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that bal antum ashabi, that you are not my brothers, you are my companions. Closer than that are my brothers who have brought iman in me, but they have not seen me. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to us. So that was the level of love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for us. What should be our level of love towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Thereafter, the second aspect of love that is found is the love of ihsan. When someone does you a favor, this, the entire seerah is filled with the sacrifices that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through for the sake of this ummah. That the nights that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried for the sake of this ummah. The battles that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought, the hunger that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to tie stones to his belly. Why? For the sake of this ummah. The journey of Taif, when Jibreel Amin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I can... Umaf went from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moves to Medina Munawwara. When Jibreel Amin comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and tells him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I can turn these mountains of gold, these mountains of Uhud to gold for you. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves that example for this ummah. And finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed all the comforts of this world so that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can cry when every other Nabi is worried about himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will fall in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. If not for this ihsan, then what other reason do we have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And then the third reason for love is because of a quality that is found in a person. And if you find, analyze the descriptions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how beautiful was the creation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking about the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does she say? That if the woman of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, the woman of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, they were busy cutting fruits at the time when Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was commanded to walk in. And out of negligence, out of being beguiled and bedazzled by the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, instead of cutting the fruit, they began cutting the fingers. She says, if those women were present in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, let alone cutting the fingers, they would have cut their hearts out, or they would not have realized what they are doing out of the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then you take the famous words of Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what does he tell him? That وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَقَطُ عَيْنِي وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءُ. That more beautiful than you, my eyes have not seen. And more beautiful than you, a woman has not given birth to. خُلِقْتَ مُبَرَّأً مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْبٍ. That when it comes to humanly imperfections, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was created pure from it, free from any blemish, free from any faults. كَأَنَّكَ قَدْ خُلِقْتَ كَمَا تَشَاءُ. Is that as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a blank canvas and told you to write that you want your eyes to be in this manner, that you want your stature to be in this manner, that you want your height to be in this manner, that you want your hair to be in this manner, that you want your voice to be in this manner, that your legs must be in this manner, that your hands must be in this manner. Every aspect of the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam documented to be to complete perfection. And then you look at the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the Quran Kareem, despite being revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you'll find that the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is never taken in direct addressment. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is found 4 times in the Quran Kareem. Refer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the third person. But never Ya Muhammad will be found. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Ibrahim wa a'rid an hadha. Addressing Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ya Musa innani ana Allah. Ya Yahya khudil kitaba biquwa. Addressing Yahya alayhi salatu wa salam. The various anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam who the Quran was not revealed to, being referred to or being addressed directly in the Quran Kareem. But you will never find in the Quran Kareem, Ya Muhammad. But rather the mannerism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes. That Ya ayyuhal rasul, Ya ayyuhal nabi, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, Yaseen, Taha. Words of endearment, words of affection, and words of honor and respect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you look at the salutations that were sent upon the various anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Salamun ala Ilyasin, sending salutations upon Ilyas alayhi salatu wa salam. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. The various anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned Salamun ala and the name is taken. But you will not find Salamun ala Muhammad in any way. But what you will find is that the entire mannerism and taraz of the Quran changes. The mode of addressing changes for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O you who believe, send salutations and peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. So this is the love that we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That even in the specialities of the various Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed him in the speciality as well. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, like I had mentioned, was known for his beauty, but then the beauty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam surpassed his beauty. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, known as Kalimullah, a person who could speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time Musa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's feet were on the ground, on earth. And he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam being on this earth was not sufficient. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked to transcend into the heavens on the night of Mi'raj physically. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, udnu minni, come closer to me. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi shurahli sadri, that oh Allah, open my chest. Automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, alam nashrah laka sadrak, did we not open your chest for you? That was the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to be there. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من نفسي ووالدي ووالدي والناس أجمعين. That a person's iman is not complete until he becomes more beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the entire mankind at large. So naturally, when someone has to say anything with regards to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is definitely going to hurt our hearts. It is definitely going to provoke some anger within us. Especially when the person is of the stature that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the person that is speaking about him is someone who is known for being a person of zina from a young age. And he is the leader of a country which has the highest level of illegitimate children. A person of zina ruling zanis. When someone so despicable, who has to have an illegitimate relationship with his teacher, has to speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner, naturally it will provoke some anger. But someone speaking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nothing new. During the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people spoke about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam harm directly, to the extent that it affected the efforts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاصْدَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ إِنَّا كَفِيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِينَ. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've got an objective, you've got a maqsad. You've got that objective of tabligh in front of you. You have to portray the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not worry about these people. إِنَّا كَفِيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَهْزِينَ. These people who are mocking you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. And furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ مِمَا يَقُولُونَ. That we know that it causes harm in your heart. That it causes you some constraint in your chest. When people say such and such things about you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what is the solution to this? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. That say the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and resort to salah. Fill the masjids. Become from amongst those who prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاعْبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. The people have insulted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that he was the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will continue to do so. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. We have a maqsad of continuing with the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increasing that love of us, that we have of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart, create that ishq, the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our heart. And what is the true love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's not just to proclaim love with our lips, not to just sing verses of love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ahya sunnati faqad ahabbani, wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannah." That person who brings my sunnat alive, that is the person who has loved me. And that person who has loved me, he will be Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's companion in Jannah. What is bringing the sunnat alive? That every choice that we make with regards to our lives, when it comes to our weddings, bring that sunnat wedding alive. Do not bring that wedding which will cause Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam harm. We as people who have claimed to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by us breaking the sunnat, by us with our actions going against the commandments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are causing more harm to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than that person who does not claim to Nabi sallallahu to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet he can say whatever he wants; it will not affect Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah subhanahu wa taala will take care of him. The disbeliever, when he says anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa taala will take care of him. But that believer, when he does anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that causes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam harm. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried for us, yet we turn away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only in our weddings, with our dressing, with our life choices, what we desire for our children. Do we desire a life that will lead them closer to Allah subhanahu wa taala? Do we desire for them a life of sunnah? Do we, when we dress our children? With every aspect of our life, if we make that choice that is contrary to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is far more detrimental to our iman and far more abusive to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam than whatever insults a kafir can hurl against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who bring the various aspects of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. One is the physical aspect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is known as surah. The physical appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beard of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we find the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day-to-day living of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did business, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate food, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank water, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted with his family, how Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam interacted in the various ways. We have to bring that in our lives. And my dear brothers, the third aspect is that we bring that inner worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive. That crying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of this ummah. That effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the sake of this ummah. That what did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam not do so that this ummah can come onto salah, so that this ummah can come onto deen? My dear brothers, that worry and concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to bring that alive as well. That effort to fill the masajid, that effort that every person can come onto 100% deen, and that how we can also make that sacrifice that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for the sake of this deen, how we can go throughout the world making an effort for the sake of deen. When we bring these three things alive, then my dear brothers, we have brought the sunnat alive. And we bring the sunnat alive, then we will be true ashiqi rasul, and then we will be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's companion in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.